everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead. It's a season premiere, season 3, episodes 1 and 2. Episode 1 was entitled Eye of the Beholder. It was written by David Erickson and directed by Andrew Bernstein, who have both worked on Fear in the past.
Right.
And the second episode was entitled The New Frontier, written by Mark Richard, who has not worked on Walking Dead or Fear before. And he's worked on Hell on Wheels, Party of Five, as well as Criminal Minds.
Okay.
And then directed by Steven Schwartz, who has worked on Fear in the past.
All right, cool.
Gary, so we haven't been in this world for a while. We ended with Walking Dead a few months ago. And then I'm guessing it's been almost a year since Fear. But we did watch trailers. We didn't get a chance to do a preview cast. And we didn't do an instant cast either. You were under the weather last night.
Right.
But what did you think of the premiere? The two-hour premiere?
When I first heard it was going to be 2 hours, I was like, this is too damn long. And we said that last season at the season finale.
Yep. They did a two-hour season finale. They must not listen to our podcast. Because I said then that we don't need 2 hours in that, like, that quick together with Fear.
Right.
It's just not worth it normally.
But I loved it. Okay. I loved both episodes, episode one, episode two. They complement each other. And this is a whole new world. Like, we haven't been in a Walking Dead world in a while since The Walking Dead has ended. But this is not The Walking Dead. This is something completely different, but the same, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I definitely see some similarities in The Walking Dead, and I think I wrote them down in the notes. Hopefully I did. But I will say that this is the best premiere, and these might be the best two episodes that Fear has done.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think so.
I think Killer Chris has gave us the best episodes of our life.
Yeah, Killer Chris. Okay, is it Killer Chris? Is he, like, for sure dead? Because we only saw his death in a flashback. Is he, like, for sure dead?
I hope not. Well, it really doesn't make a difference now.
Okay. Travis is for sure dead.
Yeah, Travis is gone.
Man, you was wishing Travis dead since, like, season one.
I was, but, you know, season two, he was my favorite character.
Yeah.
Season two, him and Killer Chris, they had the best scenes.
No, they did. Chris is good. Alicia's good. Nick was, like, a fan favorite season one, and now it's like, I don't know. He needs to get back on track. And then
I think in season two, he had the most boringest storyline ever.
Yeah. He was on some weird shit. Like, he left his family and then, like, picked up a new family. And then he's about to leave him again this episode. Like, kind of. He's like, fuck it, Mom, let's just leave. You know, when they were waiting on
him. Right.
And then they returned. But I will say I liked the episode. I didn't know it was going to be 2 hours until the show came on. And it was like, now, the 2 hour premiere. I'm like, how did I miss that? Like, we watched trailers, but I guess I never heard through the grapevine it was going to be 2 hours. So that kind of messed me up seeing at 9 o'clock, oh, wait, this is not going to be over until 11 o'clock. But all right, let's get into it. What we do, if this is your first time listening, we appreciate it. We start off with our likes, then we do any dislikes, and then we normally have listener letters. I don't think anyone wrote in this episode yet, but we'd love to hear from you guys, dead@theverdictsinn.com or on Twitter @theverdictsinn. And then, of course, there's our Facebook page, facebook.com/verdictsinn. And then our website, theverdictsinn.com. So hit us up there. We'd love to hear from you guys. Let us know what you're thinking of the season. I know some people may have forgot that the show came back on. So hopefully you'll see the feed pop up on whatever podcast app you're using. And let us know what you're thinking. And then, of course, we end it with our award and prediction of I Ain't Fearing Shit and Most Likely to Die. So let's get to it. First, and we're doing both episodes back to back. Like, we're gonna do all the likes for both episodes and all the dislikes. So here we go. First likes, and it's not really a big like, but it's when Travis and Nick are in the holding cell room and they make eye contact.
Right.
I love their non-reaction, because most people are like, oh my gosh, I have a friend here. But they kind of look at each other and it's like that silent, okay,
I see you.
Yeah.
Now let's not let on that we know each other.
Right, right. Even though there are some parts, and I don't know if I've written down my dislikes, but at one point, Nick was like, where's my mom and my sister? You better not hurt them. And then the guy, Troy, was like, they're okay. And I'm thinking, how do you know who his mom and sister are? But I was like, Nicole, just forget. Even when we watched a second time, I was like, okay, it's still the only thing.
I think it was weird how they put that together, but I can see how he would know.
Since he was sitting next to, because at this point Travis was sitting next to him, but it's still, I don't know, just to me, it wasn't like all Madison said was, I'm looking for my son, Nick.
Right.
And they knew, okay, this boy's name is Nick. It must be his mom and sister. I don't know.
Or maybe they didn't care who he was talking about.
Okay, that's true.
Like, I hope you hear my mom and sister. Like, okay. No, we didn't. Sit down.
Yeah, okay.
Like, we don't know who you're talking about, and we really don't care.
Right. Now, there's a few things I noticed second watch that I didn't know this first time, and one of them was this next, like, and that's Alicia when she was kind of, like, telling her mom when they were still in their holding room, and she's like, us looking for Nick has always blown back on us. Like,
it has.
We shouldn't have been looking for him. And we kind of said that last year. Like, Madison, you have one child right now. Nick is a grown-ass man. Like, I'm not saying you don't care about him anymore, but you have a daughter, a young girl. Remember, Alicia was only in high school when the show started. Take care of her. Take care of who's in front of you.
Although I agree with you, I still like her storyline. I like the fact that Madison is looking for him. I like it everywhere it leads to. Like, it led to the grocery store with the thugs. It led to where they are now. I mean, it just led a lot of places. I don't understand why she's looking for his grown ass. But I like where they go with it.
All right. Alicia having the knife on hand when Madison's like, damn it, if only we had something to cut. And Alicia's like, man, I didn't even think about it. I just did it. Like,
she did what?
She just took the, I mean, she didn't think about grabbing a knife. She just did it. Like, what I think she's saying is,
isn't this that a knife that she stabbed the lady with? The guy with?
I don't know if it was the same knife, but either way, she got it past the guard. She got it past the military guys.
But how? When she said, you know, I didn't think about it, I just did it. I'm like, did you stick it in your butt? Did you
She got it out of her boot. They probably didn't think to check a young girl.
Oh, it was her boot?
Yeah. You didn't see her take it out of her boot? All like
super cool. Oh, okay. Cool. Okay. See, I'm thinking way off. When she said, I didn't think about it, I just did it, I'm like, oh my God, where she had a knife at?
When she took that knife out, I'm like, okay, in a good 5 years, maybe even 10, depending on how old she is in real life, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, the next Angelina. Like, I could see her because she has that badass, I can be an action star vibe to her. And I think she's going to be the actress. I think she's going to end up going places. I see her having a big career after this show.
Yeah, I agree.
So when they're killing people and, you know, me personally, I would have been like Lucinda, like, cover my eyes and hugging across Nick and stuff like that. Travis just is sitting there looking unfazed by it all.
Travis is hardcore, but we know why.
Because of Chris.
Yeah.
He learned the father didn't teach the son taught the father.
Exactly.
So some of the similarities that we got from this show and The Walking Dead was when Travis is asking about the dead people and the army, and their army people are like explaining, hey, walkers, they could smell stuff, so they can smell death. If they smell death, they won't bother you. And that's why they kept dead walkers rather than like burying them or burning them. That's why they kept him around, because they were kind of like a shield. So I kind of like that, because it goes back to The Walking Dead where they put the walker blood on them and they use that as a shield.
Although, they also have done in Fear.
Yeah, although I don't know how much I agree with, if you leave dead walkers on the ground, new walkers won't come because they'll smell those dead walkers. Because there's dead walkers and dead bodies everywhere, and walkers still come. But either way, I did like what they were. Like, you could see that these people are learning pretty fast.
They taught us something new also.
What was that?
That the walker only eats on the body until it gets cold. Remember, he said the walker only eats on the body so long. And then once the blood starts getting cold, then it stops.
Okay. That could explain why sometimes, I mean, it may not be true, but it may be their explanation, you know, on The Walking Dead, where we see them eating stuff and then they just stop. And it's like, well, the shit, the body's cold now, or the blood's not warm any longer. So
it's not fresh.
Does that mean we should never see them eating a body that's been dead already for like a day or two?
Like a corpse?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I've never saw it.
Yeah. Travis sacrificing himself so Nick could get away. I like that. And this, I'm talking about when, at this point of the episode, it's when they're actually outside. They escaped. They're outside.
Yeah.
And Nick and Lucinda run past the corner, and Travis, he, instead of running as well, he just stops and turns around and faces them.
You know what? They focused a lot on Travis this episode. A lot on Travis. They showed his hard demeanor. They show Maddie talking about how much she loved him, mm-hmm. and everything, which we know that Maddie haven't talked about how much she loved him in years.
Yep. I think I've had on our dislikes.
Since the apocalypse started, she haven't talked about how much she loved him.
Man, since the show started. I think she loved him like maybe episode one when they were still at home.
Right.
And then that's the last time I saw
her. But this guy Travis was missing for a long time, and Madison life went on. Right. Went on looking for Nick.
Well, now that you bring that up, that same sort of storyline happened in The Walking Dead, not trying to bring that up, but with Maggie and her sister. Remember, that was a big criticism of the show, that Maggie, she was living life, her and Glenn were like kissing, hugging, trying to make a baby, and Beth was missing. And even when Daryl was like, hey, I found Beth, like, you know, she's alive, I just gotta get help, her life still went on. And then, like, boom, Beth dies, and Maggie's like, ah, screaming and crying. Everyone's like, okay, why was she mourning so hard, like, when she was chilling for so long without Beth, not without knowing where she was or what happened to her for the longest time?
Well, it could be like reality kicked in, you know, by her not knowing where Beth was.
I mean,
I don't want to get too much into The Walking Dead, but mm-hmm. yeah, by her not knowing where Beth was, I mean, Beth could have been all right. That's true.
Well, because I thought of it as, like, if my loved one was missing, to me, it was like, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't think, because I don't know what's going on with them.
Well, you're only going to do that for so long. So long before that feeling numbs.
Okay.
And then when that person resurfaces or whatever, then those feelings come back.
Right, right. Well, Nick telling Lucy, we'll just call her Lucy for short, that he has her back and that he won't leave her no matter what. And I know we saw that on the preview, but it was still sweet to see, like, you know, that this serious relationship has developed so short. But as we know, in the apocalypse, you know, you start dating for a week, it's almost like you've been dating for years.
Yeah,
in
the apocalypse. They only been dating for a week.
Yeah, they probably have.
They only made two store runs together.
So, but, you know, that's like years in the apocalypse world. So I just like that. I know you may have stuff to say about this, because I know you were saying, calling bullshit a little bit when we were watching, but I really liked it. And that's the fight between Madison and Troy, and Madison putting the spoon in his eye, Madison, Troy, and Troy and Alicia.
I call bullshit, yeah. But I call it the bullshit on a fight in general, like how it happened, how they had plenty of opportunity to tag team them, how it's like they fought them one at a time. That's what I call bullshit on. And we discussed this, I guess, the last episode of the season, our final recap or our Instacast for the last episode, mm-hmm. when we were talking about the other guy that got knocked out, which we saw Alicia get knocked out for like a couple of seconds.
Right.
Like and I was saying that, you know, the good guys, it's so easy to knock a good guy out in any show. Mm-hmm. Like, you run into them too hard, they're going to get up, you know, pass out for a second, get up, not knowing where they are. Take them a while to get back in it. But you have to do a lot more to knock a bad guy out.
Yeah.
Like, a bad guy is just crazy. You can't knock him out. You hit him with this, hit him with that,
right.
Stab him, and they're going to keep coming back. But with this fight with Maddie and Alicia, I think they had plenty of opportunities to tag team them. Not fighting one at a time.
I see what you're saying. My only criticism of the fight, and it may be because Madison told her to do this, as soon as Madison attacked him, it took Alicia a while to come out from behind the couch wherever she was hiding.
Right.
But from then, when he's slamming Madison on her back, it does show Alicia, she's bending down trying to get that knife. You have to still remember these are women, and not saying that women aren't strong. Of course we are. But still, to a man, two women fighting a man is, it's still probably not that equal, especially if he was like a real military person.
I mean, I can understand training. That. I can understand that. But I'm talking about like the time gaps when, you know, Madison grabbed him, when Alicia came out. It's like he slung Madison, then Alicia came up, attacked him while Madison was dazed. And
if a grown man pushed me against a wall and was like slamming my head against the wall, I would probably be dazed and confused too.
No, but that's the opportunity for the other one to come. While he's concentrating on you, that's the time for the other one to come, maybe stab him in the back, hit him upside the head, do something.
Yeah.
Not wait till he finished with you.
Okay.
Because it's like they just kept, they waited their turn.
Okay. I still like it.
Let me sit here and watch him rough her up a little bit. Well, then I'm attacked.
Show Alicia at one point, like when Madison was attacking him, it did show Alicia trying to get the knife. But at the same, and at one point, yes, I do agree. At one point, it was looking like Alicia just kind of watching, and I'm like,
yeah, it was, you more, know, it was like, a watch. Like I'm gonna wait my turn,
but it, then at I'm that attack. Moment, it looked like Madison was winning. But I was thinking in my head, still attack, like yeah, still you attack, know, still attack. So I agree a little bit, but I still liked it.
And even when Madison got the best of him, had the spoon in his eye, Alicia still stood back. And kind of looked a little bit like, okay, what do I do next?
I mean, she's a young girl. We have to remember that. She's a young girl.
Oh, we already seen her in action, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like Killer Chris. No, you know, she's Killer Alicia now.
She's not that far. I hope she doesn't have to kill again for a while. All right, so all the walkers, I like this scene when Nick kicked the door open and all the walkers were there. Kind of a cool scene. Yeah, at the same time, we will have to say, we kind of call bullshit that, like, how did you not hear all those walkers? Because it's not like walkers are just silent. Like, I know he, like, looking at the second time, I could tell he could not look over and see what was out there. But it wasn't opening, so it.
But walkers are silent. They said as long as nothing's happening, a walker is, like, dormant, right?
Yeah, but they're not completely silent. Like, they breathe super loud. Like, they're making that noise.
Well, once they hear something or once something happened, but if nothing's going on.
Okay, so you think they were completely silent?
I mean, if, you know, from what I remember, and this is going back into The Walking Dead, they said if there's nothing, if a walker could sit in the same spot, dormant for a while, until something happens. Until they hear something, they smell something. So I'm thinking they all just sitting out there chilling. They're chilling until they heard the door hit. Okay. And, you know, this is the first time I heard, I said smelling, but this is the first time I heard anything about smelling. It was always a loud noise.
Well, I'm guessing the smelling is that's why they have the walker blood on them. They're smelling that blood. So it has said smell. Yeah. It just hasn't used the word smell.
Right.
Travis fighting all the walkers. That was such a badass scene. Like,
it was.
There's a few things I call bullshit on, and we'll talk about it, but I was so scared that they were either going to recruit him. I was scared that they were just going to shoot him, like, after he did all that. I was like,
right.
What's going to stop them from just shooting him or whatever? But I love that scene.
It's like they made him too badass. Like, this is not Travis.
Yeah, it didn't show when they're like, okay.
Building up to take him out.
They led all the walkers out, and they didn't show us how he killed all of them.
But remember, as soon as they opened up the gate, he attacked.
Who, Travis attacked him?
Yeah, Travis attacked. Travis, as soon as they opened up the gate, Travis like, and ran in there.
Ran okay, toward but them. That's what I mean. That's all they showed. They didn't actually show him killing, like, those 50 walkers. Right.
But I'm saying they just had him, like, just too badass.
Too badass. They had some of the walkers too badass. I don't think I wrote it down on our dislikes list.
You know what? The walkers, that was kind of a light to me. Because I'm tired of seeing a walker trying to grab them and bite with their mouth and stuff. Uh-huh. Fear has the best walkers now. They have walkers that'll wrestle you, put you in a headlock.
That was the walkers that Travis was fighting. Like, yeah. Some of them, like, jumping on his back like they were wrestlers. Like,
jumping on them, grabbing them, putting them in headlock. No. DDT in, finger forward.
Giving them rock bottom, the people's elbow.
Everything. These are the best walkers.
No, I don't mind that if they need consistency, though. Like, we've never seen MMA fighter walkers in The Walking Dead. So, like, all of a sudden they show up in season 3 of Fear. It's a little weird that they're, like, arm wrestling them.
It wasn't weird to me.
Okay.
See, I already separated the two shows.
Okay.
I already realized that, you know, there's only a similarity to the name.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's where it ends. That's it.
Alicia saving Nick. I thought she's just fast on her feet. She thinks quickly. Like when she, you know, she was about to escape and she heard her brother screaming for help or whatever, screaming. And that's when she realized she can't get him out, but she can drop the knife down and help save him that way.
Yeah.
So for her to, you know, kind of fuss at her mom, like, hey, we shouldn't be here for my brother. He's always getting us and shit. She still has his back. The bad guy's death by rats and walkers when he gets pulled into the hole. I will say The Walking Dead, or Fear, did a really good job last night of kind of making the show somewhat scary.
Yeah, it made it a little bit of a thriller.
Yeah, because like when he listened to rats, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a horror movie. Like, Walking Dead's not scary. And then when the rats come out, I was like, ah! I thought he was going to get killed by rats, but no, walkers are like right behind him. It was crazy. It was good. I liked it. It was like perfect bat guy dying for no reason.
That was a perfect scene.
Yeah. All right, so we're pretty much now at the second episode based on the notes here. And that's pretty much saying that episode 2 started off with a bang. Like, we see them, they had just gone on the helicopter, they got separated, and then, boom, they're catching fire. And it's like, what the hell? It's like, it just came on, and yeah. You know?
Like, who's shooting at them?
Who's shooting at them? Like, because it didn't show another helicopter or anything in the air. But I have a theory. So, when they were still at the compound or whatever, when Alicia's, like, trying to get in one of the cars, she looks up and a helicopter is flying off. And that's my theory, is that, like, it's one of their own people. But it still doesn't explain why they did it.
Hello. What's your theory?
My theory is that it's, like, one of their own people. One of the people that were at the compound with him.
But why?
Because they were in a helicopter, too. They were flying. Another helicopter flew off, like, while they were still all there.
No, but they were getting shot from the ground. Somebody was shooting from the ground.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the bullets was coming from up under them.
Because remember,
when Travis got shot, remember he got shot in the leg, thigh, or whatever, and it went up through the stomach or through the body, out the neck.
Okay. So a few things but then how were they coming through the window how were they coming through the window of a helicopter like that? How can you shoot that far into a helicopter from the ground to the sky?
I mean, they have some powerful guns out there. Rifles, snipers.
Okay, that does make a little sense, because we did watch just a little bit of Fear, and they did say that second wound that looked like a bite. It was not a bite. It was a wound coming from up. And when he said that, I was thinking, well, how'd it come from up? But okay, now that you're saying that someone on the ground, so you're not saying another helicopter was exchanging fire.
No, it was people on the ground.
Okay, my theory is gone.
Yeah, it was a low shot because the shot came from under him.
Okay. It might be those guys from the place that Madison threatened. The ones that went and, like, took over.
I don't think they have snipers. I mean, really, I don't know if they were snipers. I don't know. I mean, I played Call of Duty, but I don't know if they could shoot at the helicopters.
Right.
But I know it was, you know, someone shooting from below. And it could have been anybody. It could have been somebody whose family they already took.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was going to say, when Alicia's like, why would someone do that? Jake was like, we don't know. It doesn't matter why. And I did think that, too. Like, why would someone do that? You see someone with the helicopter, why would you want to ruin the helicopter? Go find out who has a helicopter and make friends with them, you know? Rather than now that helicopter's crashed and it's not working.
Well, now that we know that they weren't, like, good people.
Right.
Well, they may be good people back at their compound or wherever they're at. But right here on the base, they're not good people. They're separating families. They're testing. They're doing tests on, like, live people, innocent people.
Right. And I would say the same goes for back at the compound. I mean, that the old man, Jake and Troy's dad, I don't know if we got his name or not, but he's the one that found Ophelia last season.
Right.
And I tweeted that he saved Ophelia, and someone's like, saved? Don't you mean captured? And I was like, yeah, I guess so. We don't really know what happened, but I think it did show him, like, pointing a gun at her or something.
Well, we didn't see her this episode either.
No, which tells me that she is captured then. Because if he had saved her, we would have seen her walking around like everybody else. if she's a prisoner, mm-hmm. she's captured somewhere.
Right. Or he could have let her go.
That's a possibility. All right. So Travis sacrifices himself again. I like this. Like when he knew, he's like, okay, shit. I've gotten hit in the neck. I've gotten this stomach wound. I'm not going to survive. And I'm not going to put these people in danger. Like, Alicia's going to make it to her mom. You know, we're here. We're almost there. Remember, they just said that they're 20 minutes out from the base. So that's like when she's like, you're in shock. I don't think he was in shock. I think once again, he was trying to be a good person and not put himself or put the rest of the crew in danger.
Thinking rational.
Right. So like Alicia asks Jake, there's no way he could survive a fall. Travis is dead. Okay.
You know, if the bullet didn't do it, which I'm pretty sure it did it.
Right. He was probably dead before he hit the ground.
Yeah. But if that, not that, the impact of the ground did it.
All right. So Madison talking sense to Nick and like convincing him, no, we shouldn't leave. Because remember, he's like, let's go leave and we'll look for Alicia. And she's like, no, because then what if they get here? And then now they have to go look for us. Like now we're all lost. So I liked her kind of talking sense into him because sometimes people don't talk things out on these shows. And
I'm surprised
did.
Madison didn't do it.
Yeah, I mean, right.
She already found who she came for.
Yeah. Okay, Nick. Yeah. As long as me and you are together. Yeah, you're right. All right.
But you know, it's always a special bond with your firstborn.
Yeah.
So I got to understand her always looking for him. And, you know, just because Nick is a grown-ass man doesn't mean his mother love changed. No, she still loves him the same. She still want to make sure he's all right. And I can't, like I said, it's kind of weird that she did all that to look for him, but it's understandable.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think it's on our likes list later on, but Alicia even says it, like, when her and Jake were talking, she's like, us helping Nick. Oh, I think I said it earlier, but when she was like, us helping Nick has always backfired on us. And then not only that, Madison helping Nick is like her project. It's like it gives her purpose, you know?
Right.
Some people complain about their kids or they complain about their job, but it's like, oh, well, if you made everything in their kid's life perfect, or if you made their job perfect, they wouldn't have anything to complain about anymore. So part of it is kind of like they like that drama. They like, maybe not their kids, but they like that drama.
Also, I think she feels guilty. She feels guilty for everything he's going through. Because remember, Madison was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So she also had an addiction. So she could relate to him.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so Strand playing operation on the people that they took in. I kind of like it. Like, we see him, like, pulling bones, pulling glass out of a little boy's leg. And I'm like, look at him.
Man, Strand is a con artist. He's a con artist. And you know what? He's not a con artist to be a con artist. It's like he becomes a con artist when he's scared. Because every time, before he tell a lie, he always had a little scared look on his face. It's always a look, like when they attacked the people at the gate.
Right.
He was looking at them with fear, like, oh, man, they're going to kill them. They get in here, they're going to kill me. Then all of a sudden, he just thought of a lie real fast.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's just, you know, out for the long con right now. It just happens. It's him now.
I like it. I can't wait to see where he's going. He's like, yeah, he has a place in mind. So I don't know if eventually he'll end up meeting back with Madison and them, or if he might be their savior if they end up needing saving. So we'll see. Nick saying to Madison, like, when she's like, you know, we'll stay here, da-da, let's play nice. Like, I think, I don't know if it's when she told him thank you, but I liked Nick, his rationale. He's like, we're not breaking bread today with people who tried to kill us yesterday.
I agree.
And with Madison,
I agree with him 100%.
I agree, too, because, like, we'll get to the bullshits when we get to the bullshits, but I agree with him, but Madison also made a counterpoint, which was, we got to do what we have to do for now. Like, don't have a keeping it real go wrong moment. Your sister's not here. So if we start running our mouth, we're going to end up dying. Your sister's going to be all alone. So I agreed with both of them, though. And I was just glad that Nick said it, because if they would have act like everything that took place the 24 hours before that didn't happen, it would have really made me mad. So I'm glad that they're kind of keeping that up to date. Madison, so, okay, backing up a little. When they were first at the compound and Troy gives them tea, later on we see Alicia emptying it out in one of the flower pots. Like, I'm not drinking this. They're probably gonna, it's like, you know, probably put me to sleep or whatever. Who knows what it was. And then now the older man, hopefully with his name if we didn't already, he's offering Madison coffee. And I think she was first going to drink it. But then when he starts asking her, like, you know, do you think the reason why my son and goddaughter haven't returned is because Travis hijacked the plane? And that's when she's like, and she tosses off her coffee. And like,
she,
nope.
She poured it out like, nope.
Yeah. Like, you're clearly suspicious of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Hey, why would you even ask that?
And then this was definitely a telltale sign that the old man is bad or evil, because he tells Madison and Nick that most people would be grateful for being here, which may be true.
Hold on, why does that make him a bad guy?
Okay, so when you have to tell someone that, hey, you should be grateful and you're only doing just like a good, normal, good deed, then something's wrong. There's more to this story. So that, to me, is a sign that he's a bad guy. Because I don't think so.
Or I don't get that feeling just yet. I get that feeling as him and Madison is a lot alike. They are a lot alike. Madison would do whatever it takes for her kids. Her kid have a addiction to, I don't know what drug, his drug of choice. But he has addiction. And his son is, I don't want to call it addiction, but it's an illness.
Yeah.
Where he already know that his son is like the good son.
Right.
Like the movie The Good Son. That, because remember, he had to take his son out of school at a young age. Took him out of school. He was probably around there hurting kids.
Yeah. Actually, that's where we got. That's our next, like, when they were talking about that.
So he's like a lot like Maddie. I think they both have sons that they're trying to save. They have a good child. And they have that child with a illness. I'm just saying, leave it at that, with an illness.
Well, that brings it to the next one. When they were still out in the woods, Jake tells Alicia, you know, like, hey, we've made allowances for my brother. And Alicia's like, yeah, I did the same until I saw that those allowances were actually going to kill him. And you've heard of enabling someone. So, and we saw Madison enabling Nick early in season one when she was giving him the drugs. Remember, like, take the drugs so you can kind of wean off of it slowly, because she didn't want to see her son in pain. And that's what Alicia learned from it. She saw that you doing that, you enabling them, doesn't actually help them. It hurts them in the end. And that's when she said, you know, she feels Alicia does it because it gives her purpose.
Madison does it.
Or, yeah, I'm sorry. And Madison does it because it gives her purpose. And that might be because Alicia's just like, remember, I think season one or season two, Alicia's like, I raised myself. Like, Madison didn't have to give her any coaching. Didn't have to be that hands-on, so much hands-on parent, because Alicia just, she just was a good kid. That was someone that just was good. That, hey, I wanted to study. I'll do my homework. I'll clean my room. It didn't really take extra work for Madison. Whereas Nick always needed her. Maybe that did make her feel needed and wanted and important.
And what are the sons' name?
Jake and Troy. Troy's the sick one, the good child, the good son.
Okay.
And it sounds like they have different moms. So they have the same dad. Because at one point, Jake was like, yeah, my dad and Troy's mom took him out of school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we know Troy is sick because Jake said that his father had to put him on the base. He didn't put him there to do experiments or whatever. He put him there to keep everybody in the compound safe.
Right. Alicia saving Jake's life. I like that because he kind of shows her how to use a gun. And then next thing you know it, he's getting tackled by these walkers. And she comes and she's able to do headshots on all three of them. And I just like it. It just shows that Alicia, she's going to be a very powerful character. I know a lot of people think that Madison's going to be like the Rick, and maybe they're trying to put her in that light, but I really see Alicia as the strong, soon-to-be leader of the group, or at least that's who I want to be the leader of the group.
Yeah, you're right. I think she's more stable.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. All right, Nick gave zero fucks by his mom or sister when he pulled the gun on Troy. I thought it was funny about this, and I was like, damn, Nick, you do not care. Because, like, how did he think that was going to end when he pulled the gun out? Remember when he said he was going to kill Lucinda, and then he and it pointed the gun at Troy instead. It was like, wait, your mom and sister right there. So, like, if they kill you or if they don't, like, you're not even thinking once again. And Nick said earlier, he's like, I don't know what I'll do. he said at some point in the episode, he told Madison, I don't know what I'll do.
You don't.
Yeah. So at least he's being honest.
He's been living like that for a while. You know, he don't know where he's going to wake up. I don't know if he's going to remember yesterday.
Right. Madison saying they are going to make this place their home or take it. I liked it in some ways, but at the same time, I was thinking it kind of reminded me once again of the other show in season 5 when they said that about
Alexandria.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, like when Rick said it, I believed him. When Madison said it, I was like, bullshit. Like,
you're a wet army.
Yeah. Like, how are you going to take it?
You're there with Nick and Alicia.
Yeah. So I was like, I know they wanted to use that line. Like, they were just
Just dying to use that line.
Yeah, but it was too soon and from the wrong person. It would have been better off if Alicia had said it. I would have believed her before.
I still would believe it. I'm like, you and who? It's not like you came with a crew.
Right.
Came with your two kids.
Right. Yeah. Alright, so that was it for our likes. Now onto our dislikes.
Well, before we get to the dislikes.
Alright.
I just wanna say, you know, RIP to Travis. Because it's like they just erased his whole bloodline.
I saw a few people saying they're like, damn, Travis' whole family is dead now.
His whole family is gone. You know, one died a season. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And they were powerful characters. All at different points. Because the first season, Travis, he was like my most likely to die like every day. I'm not saying every week, it was every day. Yeah. Every day I woke up and just was hoping that he would be in the next episode. But like I said, season 2, it was like a 360. Him and Chris had just the best storyline.
Yeah.
You know, I started loving Travis. And now he's gone.
R.I.P. Travis. All right, so that's kind of funny that you mentioned that they erased his bloodline, because that's sort of the first dislike that I had. And that was with, why was Troy, like, they kept having a conversation about Travis's race. Like, oh, are you Mexican? He's like, no, I'm Polynesian or whatever. And then later on, they made a joke like, oh, you're going to be the first Mexican Polynesian that we kill. It's like, what the fuck? Like, why did they keep bringing up his race?
But this is not the first time.
Yeah, because they brought it up last year.
Brought his race up before, and they were saying that maybe he can't turn.
No, he said that. He just said that. Remember when he said, you can take me because I don't turn. And they're like,
remember that was the main thing last season when they were deciding, was it last season or the first season? When they found the little island, the little lighthouse. Remember that guy was so interested in, you know, Travis' race and everything. And it was almost like a thing then, like.
What guy? It sounds familiar.
When they were at the lighthouse, the guy who was poisoning his kids.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember Travis' race has been like a big thing ever since the show started. Like, you know, the guy was talking about how special he was, how special Travis is. So it may be crazy if Travis do survive.
Okay, yeah. That means Chris may be alive, too.
We may see, you know, you have a flashback and we see Travis fall on a tree in a bush.
Yeah, something broke his fall.
So right there, people find him.
Yeah, the people that shot him down.
They find him and say, yeah, you better be lucky we saved you.
All right, so we kind of touched on this, but Madison's huge love for Travis, it was mainly a dislike because, like, earlier in the episode, Troy's like, oh, you really love this Travis, like, his life more than yours. And she's like, yes. And I was like, bullshit, Madison. Like
when did this happen?
When? You have showed zero love or respect for Travis since the show has begun.
Well, the first episode, she was in love.
Yes, that was it.
Maybe the second episode. But it's like the whole second season, I mean, Travis was missing.
Yeah.
And she gave zero fucks about he was missing.
Didn't know where he went to.
Didn't know where he went
because
to.
Because remember, Nick is the only one that saw them leave, and Nick never got a chance to tell Madison and Alicia that Travis went after her, his son.
Right.
So all they knew was like, oh, shit, he ain't here. Because that's the only person they were looking for was Nick. They weren't looking for Travis. It. They definitely were looking for Chris.
Chris trying to kill him.
Like, see how Travis protected Madison's kids. But I don't think Madison would ever try to protect Chris.
Protect? No. No, not at all. But it's like, you know, she gave no interest in Travis, like, the whole season. Travis missing. She's still on her missions to find Nick. She didn't even ask where Travis went to.
She don't care.
Like, she didn't care. Like, you, in fact, at one point, remember on a boat, it's almost like she told Travis, like, you know, it was almost like, it's over.
Sounds familiar.
Come on, man. You got to get up. You got to catch up on your fear.
Yeah, I know, I know.
Fear. It was almost like Travis was too weak for her.
Yeah, I mean, that she treated him like weakling. All right, next on dislikes is, how did none of those military trained people, unless they were just like not really military trained people?
I don't think they're military people.
Okay. Well, how did none of them get the hit or even try to hit Madison either during or after the time she had Troy? When she had Troy hostage and his brother was talking to her. And I was thinking, why is she going to let him? Like, why haven't they shot her yet? There were so many of them.
They probably don't like Troy.
But then why did they have her guns on her?
And they probably had to. They know that they had to because Troy's family runs the place. But they probably was hoping she'd pop his eye out.
Okay. And then even with Jake saying, like, oh, you know, making it sound like Troy was the only one that was evil at that camp. And he's like, yeah, but it's, you know, we're not like that there. It's like, no, it wasn't just Troy that was doing evil shit here. It was like a lot of y'all.
Yeah, he had a best friend. Yeah. The guy who got eaten by the rats and a walker.
There was a couple of them. So I'm like,
it was crazy.
When Jake made it sound like, oh, Troy was just like a one-off incident. No, it wasn't just a one-off incident. It was several of y'all that was crazy. Maybe
like when your father sent Troy away, right. he sent all the crazy people away with him.
Yeah, I think so.
Or, you know, maybe these people weren't crazy. Maybe they weren't bad people at first, but maybe Troy gave them to the crazy carb. Gave them the freedom to do what they wanted to do. And they were just having fun with it. Like when they had Travis in the cage or in the pit fighting the walkers. Mm-hmm. To me, that's some sick shit.
Yeah.
You have to be a sick person to watch that stuff.
Right.
So I think over time, you know, being around Troy, that they got the freedom to do that crazy shit. And they were just enjoying it, enjoying the ride.
Right. Like some Lord of the Flies type shit. Like, oh, it's the end of the world. We can just do whatever the hell we want. Right.
Like the Three Amigos.
Mm-hmm.
They probably weren't bad boys at one point.
At one point, right. All right. So when they were in the helicopter, right before they got shot down, Jake announces, hey, he's on the radio. He's like, hey, we're about 20 minutes out. We're going to go radio silence. Why? Like, why are you going? It's the end of the world. There's no one out there. Like, for all you know, why are you going radio? It was just weird him saying that and then them getting shot down.
Well, I mean, obviously he knew something.
Yeah, because then also something. Right before then he said, let's go higher up. And remember the sister, whoever, she's like, why? Like, da da da. He's like, I know, but let's just go higher up. And then, like, right when that happened is when they got shot. So, yeah, I think you're right. He may know something. Because even when Alicia says, why wouldn't he even do this? He's like, you know, it doesn't matter why. So, it's possible that Jake does know something.
Yeah, I mean, they have enemies.
It's possible. This is a weird theory. But it's possible that when they were planning on coming, Jake probably was thinking, okay, I'm going to make sure my brother's in that helicopter. It'll get shot down and he'll get rid of his brother without having to get rid of his brother. It would look like a freak accident gone wrong. But then when everything happened, all the walkers came, he ended up being in that helicopter rather than Troy. And that's why he's like, oh, let's go higher up.
Okay, but what's the theory?
My theory is that he was trying to get rid of Troy. Like, it was his own people that shot him. But maybe the people Troy to be in that helicopter, not Jake.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That is a good theory.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think that can make sense as to why he went to go radio silence, why he all of a sudden said, let's go higher. And then the sister was like, well, why would we go higher? She like questioned why we would go higher. But anywho.
You might be right.
All right. So why did Strand lie and say he was a doctor? Like, just like, he could have said, I know you said he wanted to save the people. He wanted to keep everything calm. But in my opinion, he could have been like, yo, we don't have a doctor here. Our doctor has died. But I do have some medical knowledge. I treat it myself. I can try to do my best to help you guys. Just like what's wrong with telling the truth?
Right. Because it didn't make sense to me how he kept showing people his little stab wound.
Yeah.
Because me personally, I try to kill him. Like, oh, he's about to change.
Yeah, I know, right? You're a danger to us all. That's a bite mark. But, like, I just didn't get the lie. Like, why'd you say such a big lie that people can easily call bullshit? What if someone was like, what if someone needed surgery or something? You know? He was too scared to give birth to the baby.
And you're right. That is a big lie. And that's not the weird stuff about that. The weird about that scene. That when the people trying to get in, they're like, we know you have a doctor in there. Like, what, yeah. You know, this is a hotel. If you wanted a doctor, why don't you go to the hospital?
There's a few things I thought was weird that comes up later. But, like, when they said, we know you have a doctor in there, like, who? Do we have a snitch on the inside telling our business? Not only that, the doctor is dead. We don't have a doctor in here anymore.
No, but why would they suspect a doctor to be in a hotel?
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you have a hotel, you have a doctor. You just have everything around you. That was crazy within itself.
And then it was weird when Strand said, give these people nice rooms, and then I expect my accommodations to be better, too. I was thinking, how are you not in the nicest room right now already? Like, y'all been there for weeks. Are you still in just the standard hotel room? Like, why right. are you not in the penthouse already? Like, there's only, like, five of y'all there.
Yeah, only five people there.
Come on. You better should have been moved over there.
You better pick a better room.
Right.
All them suites in there.
All right, so the Nick/Madison hug was super weird. Even Chris Hardwick on Talking Dead kind of brought it up. Like, it was weird when she's like, give your mother a hug. And then she, like, moves his hands down.
To her butt.
Yeah, like, it would have looked less weird if you guys were already sitting there talking. You could just, like, yeah, I got a piece. Don't look.
Well, she didn't move his hand to her butt. And it really wasn't that weird at first until we saw her move his hand.
Yes.
At first, it was just like a mother embracing her son. Like, she was just like, we're finally back together.
Well, I thought she was going to whisper something to him when she said, give me a hug.
Yeah, but when she put her hand back there and started moving his hand toward the gun, it didn't get weird to me until you said it was weird. I mean, it was just a normal scene, just a normal mother-son hug. But, you know, when you put it in my head, that was weird. I'm like, yeah, that is weird.
I mean, it was weird because that seemed more weird. Like, it shows the old man staring at him, hugging. They were hugging for so long, too.
Yeah.
Like, you were better off just, no one could hear you guys talking. You were better off like, yo, I'm good.
So, me, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's weird or if it's just weird because you put it in my head that
it was
weird.
It was definitely weird.
To me, it was just like a mother embracing her son. And that's what the guy saw. The guy looked at it, and he looked away like, man. Or he probably looked away because it was weird.
No, because even later on, I thought he was going to make a joke of it. Because he was like, right after that, he's like, is that your boy over there? And she's like, yeah. Like, after he said, oh, Travis, your husband is on the helicopter. And then she said, and my daughter. So she didn't say yes, but she's like, and my daughter. And then that's when he kind of hinted at Nick. He's like, is that your boy over there? And she's like, yeah. And I was thinking, he's probably thinking, ew, because I just saw you hugging him like super weird clothes. Man,
your head's in a gutter.
No, like, I'm
like I said,
you.
It didn't get weird to me until you said it was weird. Okay. Till all of a sudden I just started seeing just weird shit.
All right. The man that threatened to kill Strand if he didn't deliver the baby. I didn't like that. Like, he's like, we came here and, like, showed him a knife or a gun. He's like, we came here, you're going to deliver my baby. It's like, dude, if we didn't let you in, who was going to deliver your baby anyways? Like, you just so happily lucked upon them. You know, if Strand ever said, I'm a doctor, who would have delivered your baby? Now you're, like, threatening him to deliver your baby? It was just, I didn't like it.
I didn't like that the sword or the big knife was in his pants like that up front.
Not even shielded or covered.
Yeah,
they could poke you.
Cut him.
Yeah.
Cut his stuff off.
All right, and the next one dislikes is the hotel people kicking Strand out and then not even giving him a vehicle. Like, nope, we have none to spare. And I'm like, why? Y'all clearly ain't leaving anywhere.
You know? Yeah, they were just being petty.
Yeah. Because he's like, oh, I thought I'd get some time. Nope, now. Oh, do you guys have a car? Nope, go. I'm like, damn.
And now what are they going to do? Because you're right. That storyline didn't make any sense whatsoever. Okay, you put us in danger by saying you're a doctor. Now you have to go. So what are the people going to think when he's gone?
I was thinking they, even if they felt that way, they could have let him stay and just told the people he was gone. They didn't have to make him leave. But either way, it doesn't make
I don't understand
sense.
why they thought that.
Right.
Because the people are going to be probably madder that he's gone.
Right.
You know, you saw what the guy did when his baby couldn't get delivered.
But I did like that they were calling him Dr. Strand. And then the lady's like, they're naming their baby after you. It's custom. And I meant to look it up to see if it's custom. Because that seems... Do you think it's custom?
Would it name your baby after the doctor?
Yeah.
Or the person that delivered the baby? I don't know.
Because I saw a critique, and this was only one critique before the season started, and it was someone, a Latino person, and they were saying they did not like how Fear was representing the Hispanic community. And they're like, that's not how people are. People aren't like, you know how they were saying that lady that was super religious that was like killing people on purpose, all that stuff, like last season? Yeah. They were like offended by how Fear was representing them. So it, like, when she said that it's custom, I was like, I wonder if that really is true. Like, how, because it seems like it'd be, if there's like popular doctor names, I don't know. It seems like, I don't know. I can't gather my thoughts.
Well, I think me and you said that also, that once they got over to Mexico, it didn't seem like no part of Mexico that me and you been to. Yeah. what part of Mexico is this?
Right.
You know, and this was probably where we were at in Mexico, and we didn't see any of that. But, I mean, maybe this was off in the cut. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we made that point also. So maybe it is custom. In, you know, some religion over there or some belief over there, but I don't know. I mean, what if there's only one doctor in town delivering babies? Then you have a whole bunch of babies named Mike or something.
Right.
So I don't... You.
And then it's like you're still following some customs, but you were about to kill him. Like, you know? Like, you were about to kill the doctor, and I know that's not custom. So, like, what customs and stuff or traditions are you following here? All right, so the last dislike, and I think we got two more. Oh, well, we kind of already mentioned this, the Madison crying over Travis. And then the last dislike is Madison once again not being there for Alicia. And that was when they got back and she finds out that Travis died. And Madison's like, come on, Mom, come with me. She's like, no, just go.
Put on a big show.
Yeah, put on a big show.
Start breathing real hard.
But I was like, damn. Be with you. No, just go, Alicia. Just go. And I'm like, damn, yep. You cold-blooded.
Travis became cold-blooded. Super important.
Right. Y'all didn't know where Travis was. No one even talked about it. Like, it never even showed this.
You
know,
sometimes people don't miss you till you're gone.
Well, she'd miss him now because he seems strong or whatever. But, yeah. Other than that, you know, I mean, for the most part, we only had a few pages of dislikes. We had a lot of pages of likes, so... let's say they did a really good job.
And the dislikes wasn't show dislikes. Well, except the medicine. That was a writer's dislike. But it was basically character dislikes.
Yeah, I mean, half and half. I mean, some of the stuff of them having Madison being crying over Travis so hard was like, okay, that's weird.
But as I said, that's probably, you know, a writer's dislike. You know, they... Maybe she just kept it real.
Right.
It kept messing, not giving a fuck. I would like that better.
I would have respected that better, too.
Like, oh, he's gone. Well, you know, kids, we must go on.
Right. We got to keep moving. All right. So that does it. We're getting to our awards and predictions. Like I said, we would love to hear from you guys and get your feedback. This is normally where we do our listener letters. So hit us up, dead@theverdictsin.com or on Twitter @theverdictsin. Facebook.com/verdictsin or hit us up on our website, theverdictsin.com. So, I am Fear and Shit. I'm pretty sure we have the same person.
Who you got? I got Travis.
I have Travis.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't hearing
it's,
shit.
It's obvious. We don't have to explain why.
I mean, just the fighting pit alone was crazy. And then just so many scenes, like even going back to when he shouldn't have been in the helicopter. Because remember, when he told Alicia and Lucinda to keep walking, but Alicia couldn't hold Lucinda up. And remember, she called back, she's like, Travis, because he was going to go help Madison. And when he went, he's like, shit, well, I can't leave Alicia. So he went back and helped her. And so he wouldn't have necessarily, like, I'm not blaming Lucinda for anything, but, like, she was pretty much a dead weight this episode.
She was. She slowed them down.
She slowed a lot of them down. Like, a lot of bullshit happened because of her. But once again, she was a victim. She was not at fault.
I'm victim blaming. I mean, that's so selfish of her. At any point, she could have said, no, just leave me.
She kind of did. She said, I'm slowing you down.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's trying to get sympathy. No, I'm slowing you down. That's not saying no, just leave me.
No, I kind of do call bullshit that out of all the people that was walking with Nick and Lucinda, like, especially the little kids, like, only Nick and Lucinda were there. You know, they're the only ones that made it out. Remember when they were walking to the border? Like,
yeah.
What happened to everybody else? You're telling me everyone else got shot up, but Nick and Lucinda. Well, even Lucinda got shot, but they're the only two that survived.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, so you already did Iron Fear and shit. Most likely to die next week.
Oh, this is a good one. You know what? I'm not trying to be funny when I say this, but I don't know where else they could go with Strand's storyline. I think Strand's going to get where he's going, and he's going to get killed. I think Strand is most likely to die. Because this storyline has been boring to me for a while.
Okay. I don't know if anyone's going to die next week. I definitely don't think any of our main characters. I mean, we only have, original five left.
So you think it's going to be extra?
Yeah, I think it's going to be extra or somebody at the compound. Like, it might be, not Jake. I think Jake and Troy, they're setting up for the long haul. Troy will probably die, season finale or mid-season. He's the bad guy. I think Jake is going to be part of the cast from now on. He's not a big-time actor, but he played on The Following. Like, I recognize him. So I think he's there to stay. The grandpa, he may die. Like, Daniel may end up having to take him out at the end.
Who? Damn.
Okay, he's not the grandpa, but Jake and them's dad. I mean, call him grandpa. But yeah, Jake and them's dad.
Hold up, but you say Daniel.
Yes. Oh, I don't think Daniel's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't think he's dead?
No, no way. Not no way. There's no way. Daniel's a survivor. Daniel's coming. Maybe he'll come mid-season. That probably their big... Daniel's alive. And it's going to be like, yeah, we already knew. So, yeah, I think Daniel's going to come in, saving the day or whatever. That's how they're going to
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got to lead with that. You got to lead with, I don't think Daniel's dead.
Oh, so. I thought I made it clear last season that I didn't think he was dead, but I guess it's been a while. So, yeah, most likely to die, probably someone from the compound, an extra, no one important.
All right.
What about you? Oh, you already said yours.
Yeah, I think it's Strand.
Okay, yeah, Strand, I don't know. I think he's here for a while. We'll see. All right, until next week, we will be back. We'll do an instant cast Sunday night, so be sure to check us out. We'll just do instant cast. Those will not last long because Game of Thrones comes back on, and we'll be doing instant casts for Game of Thrones. Or will we even do instant casts for the show, or are we just going to straight do only full recaps?
Well, we could do instant casts until Game of Thrones come back on.
All right. So we'll do instant casts.
Or, sure. if there's it's a good episode.
Yeah, if it's really good. Like, I don't. Last night, it was 11 o'clock, and it was nothing. We're like, oh, my gosh. You know, even though Travis died, it wasn't that, oh, my gosh, my blood's pumping. I can't
really
sleep.
We probably would have, but like Nicole said, I was feeling under the weather.
Right.
So
we'll do instant cast until Game of Thrones comes on, meaning you better check out our Game of Thrones podcast. It has its own feed, and we'll talk to you more about that when the series comes back on or closer to the date. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.